He can find a fire before it starts to flame. That's why they called him Smokey, that was how he got his name. Hi there, friends, I'm Billy Johnson, your singing woodsman. I'm glad you could come up this way, up the trail again today. So how about having a seat beside me? Right here on the log under the old pine tree. Mighty pretty out here in the forest, isn't it? You know, that's because we've kept fires from running wild through here. We thought you might enjoy taking time out for a few moments of song and storytelling. Of course, when I say we, I'm including those fellas just across the trail there, the Sons of the Pioneers. They've been waiting for you to come up the trail, too, and now that you're here and comfortably settled, they're going to start off this little outdoor get-together of ours. So just relax and let's hear some mighty fine singing, huh?
Pecos Bill was quite a cowboy down in Texas, and a western superman to say the least. He was the roughest, toughest critter never known to be a quitter, cause he never had no fear of man or beast.
So yippee-yi-yay, yippee-yi-yo, he's the toughest critter west of the Alamo.
Pecos roped the raging cyclone out of nowhere, and he straddled it and settled down with ease. And as that cyclone bucked and flitted, Pecos rolled a smoke and lit it, and he tamed that ornery wind down to a breeze.
So yippee-yi-yay, yippee-yi-yo, we're the toughest critter west of the Alamo.
Once a band of rustlers stole a herd of cattle, but they didn't know the herd they stole was Bill. So when he caught them crooked villains, Pecos knocked out all their fillings, and that's the reason that there's gold in them there here. Yippee-yi-yay, yippee-yi-yo, the toughest critter west of the Alamo.
Pecos lost his way while traveling on the desert
water.
It was 90 miles across the burning sand.
Water.
He knew he'd never reach the border if he didn't get some water. So he got a stick conductor, Rio Grande. Adiolo, Dio, 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 Dio.
While a tribe of painted Indians did a war dance, Pecos started shooting up their little gang. He gave them redskins such a shake-up that they jumped out from their makeup, and that's the way the Painted Desert got its name. Yippee-yi-yay, yippee-yi-yo, the toughest critter west of the Alamo.
While reclining on a cloud high over Texas, with his guns he made the stars evaporate. Then Pecos saw the stars declining, so he left one brightly shining as the emblem of the Lone Star Texas State.
So yippee-yi-yay, yippee-yi-yo, as the emblem of the Lone Star Texas State.
Pecos Bill sure had it rough, all right. But his problems were nothing at all compared to the folks who have had to live through and live down a bad range fire. When fire runs wild through the dry grass in pastures or across the open range, you've really got a terrible mess on your hands. There are a number of reasons, of course, why grass and brush and range fires are such bad business. Those fires destroy the food that the livestock and, in some cases, the wildlife need for life itself. And when you cut down on the supply of food for a man's livestock, you can imagine what that does to the livelihood of the farmer or rancher. And range fires have a nasty way of just sweeping everything in their path, valuable equipment as well as buildings, and sometimes the animals themselves. We all have a part to play in cutting down on grass and range fires. The land may not be ours, sure, but the meat and dairy products and leather that land produces come to our table and homes eventually. And I'm thinking that when we help to prevent these fires, whether they're forest fires or range fires, we're not only helping ourselves. We're keeping America green and producing for our children and those who will follow them as well. What youngster doesn't like to saddle up his pony and ride the beautiful range? That's what makes him so tired at night.
Close your sleepy eyes, my little buckaroo. While the light from western skies is shining down on you, don't you know it's time for bed? Another day is through, so go to sleep, my little buckaroo. Don't you realize, my little buckaroo, it was from a tiny acorn that the oak tree grew. And remember, Buffalo Bill was once a kid like you. So go to sleep, my little buckaroo. Soon you're gonna ride the range like grown-up cowboys do. Don't you think it's time you were rounding up a dream or two? So go to sleep, my little buckaroo.
And you know, friends, talking about range fires, they're mighty serious for another reason, and that's water. When fire strips the grass and brush off the land, that upsets the water storage and supply balance, just like a forest fire does. You get erosion and, during heavy rainstorms, pretty bad floods sometimes. There's no doubt about it, friends, the choice is always our own. Whether the land produces good, clear water or poor, muddy water. And the difference very often is whether we keep fire from running wild across the land or not. Lloyd Perriman was telling me a while back about some of the experiences he had, and the rest of the boys, too. Suppose you tell our friends all about it, Lloyd.
We've known good days on the range and bad ones, Billy. The bad ones come when there's been no rain for as long as a man can remember, and as if that wasn't bad enough, some fella goes careless on us and tosses a live match into the dry grass or brush. Or he goes off and leaves a little fire burning, and what happens? You end up with a big old fire running wild, eating up that dry grass, often burning up stacks of hay and ranch buildings, and even cattle sometimes when they run crazy in the smoke. We've lost our jobs after a big range fire. Sure makes a fella sad as well as mad. And you get sick at heart wondering how folks can be so doggone careless.
I know what you mean, Lloyd. Carelessness with fire costs plenty. And the person who is careless, he pays his share, too, in one way or another. But now, how about you and the other sons of the pioneers taking us along with you as you head back to the Lone Prairie?
And the wind blows free. sky on the Lone Prairie. I'm a roving cowboy far away from home, far from the prairie that I used. The doggies wander and the wind blows free. Oh, my heart is yonder on the Lone Prairie. Oh, carry me back to the Lone.
Now just look, will you, who's coming up the trail. It's Smokey Bear, who's got just as much interest in stopping range fires as he has in preventing forest fires.
Hello there, folks. Do you know what causes more pasture and range fires than any other single thing? It's the careless flipping of a match or cigarette into dry grass, leaves, or brush. You just can't be too careful with fire in range country. Please keep in mind the simple rules of safety about breaking your match in two, taking full care with every campfire, brush, or clearing fire. Above all, don't be a careless match or cigarette flipper. Well, I'll be seeing you.
And there he goes down the trail. Thank you, Smokey. Well, friends, I suppose it's time for you to head back down the trail, too. Thanks a lot for joining us under the old pine tree. You know, it's your own state forestry department, along with the United States Forest Service, and this station you're listening to that make these little outdoor get-togethers possible. Until we say hi to each other again, please keep in mind what Smokey Bear says. Remember, only we, you and I, can prevent grass, brush, and range fire. Well, so long for now from Billy Johnson, your singing woodsman, and those wonderful fellas who sing your favorite songs of the outdoors the way you like to hear them, the Sons of the Pioneers.
Smokey the Bear, Smokey the Bear, howling and a-growling and a-sniffing the air. He can find a fire before it starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey. That was how he got his name. Smokey the Bear, Smokey the Bear, prowling and a-growling and a-sniffing the air. He can find a fire before it starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey. That was how he got his name. Smokey the Bear, Smokey the Bear, prowling and a-growling and a-sniffing the air. He can find a fire before it starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey, that was how he got his name. Smokey the Bear, Smokey the Bear, prowling and a-growling and a-sniffing the air. He can find a fire before it starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey. That was how he got his name.